Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And today on the in-game update, we got a little bit of news telling us that the Rift to Go is coming soon. And the Rift to Go is a Rift you can carry in your pocket, teleport above your current location, and glide down. Now, I'm guessing this is going to be part of the 5.3 update that's going to be releasing again on Thursday this week. So a little bit later than normal, but I'm guessing that's going to be part of it. And, you know, I'm sure we're getting a little bit later update because I'm sure something big is coming, so maybe they needed a little bit extra time. Last season when we had the Hop Rocks, they started, you know, towards the end of the season, they started to go away. There weren't as many around the map, and as we now know, we don't have them at all. I'm guessing the Rifts are going to start going away. There's not going to be as many around. They're going to start disappearing. So players really love these things. They love to use them. And so, you know, if you just got rid of them entirely, people would probably be kind of bummed that, you know, they lost out on this way that they can get around the map in a super fast way and fun way. So they bring us this new item, the Rift to Go. People will still, you know, have a chance to be able to Rift, and it'll give you an extra advantage because you'll be able to use that Rift, you know, on the go. Wherever you go, you'll be able to make a Rift for yourself if you have one of these items. So I think that is going to be a lot of fun. That'd be really cool. I'm really excited to see that. Alrighty, let's see here. Today, I want to help you get another challenge done. Some people have a hard time with this because Tilted Towers is a very busy place anyways, and then, you know, with a weekly challenge there where you have to get 3 kills in Tilted Towers, you get extra people landing there. This point in the week, we're getting towards the end of this week, so most people have gotten this done, but if you are one of the players who has let me know you're still having trouble getting this done, here's a few tips you can use to get you know, some more kills in Tilted Towers so you can get that done. One thing is, and I see players doing this all the time anywhere around the map, but, you know, this is something that you should use, especially when you're in Tilted Towers, because there's so many hallways, there's so many doorway entrances, but that is when you pick up the spike traps, set them. Actually use them, and sometimes I forget that I have them myself and don't set them in situations where I should, but especially when you're in Tilted Towers, again, because there's so many hallways people are running through and so many doorways that people are just walking into without thinking about what's going to be in the next room. Set those traps, you know, in doorways, set them in hallways, that way even if a player does open a door and they run in, they might run a little bit down the hallway and think that they are safe. Another good place to set these is when you're in the big tower that's in Tilted Towers. You can set traps there. You know, there's a bunch of places in that building that you can just run in without having to open a door. They're like an open entrance. If you set a trap right above one of those, you know, most players are not even going to be looking up when they first enter that because there's not normally going to be a trap set there. But you can build a little floor above you and then a trap right above one of those entrances, and somebody who just run in, they're not going to be thinking to look up, and then they're going to get killed by that trap. So that's one way to get a kill in Tilted Towers. And I get kills this way sometimes as well, and this is just throwing explosive into buildings. When you're outside, or if there's a building across from you, there's and especially when you first land in Tilted Towers, if you happen to pick up some grenades or clingers right away, start throwing them. I pick up kills doing this all the time, and that is just, you know, I'll pick up some grenades or clingers. I'll look at the building across me, and I'll just start throwing the grenades and clingers inside a window over there. And a lot of times I get a kill doing that just because there's so many people in Tilted Towers, you're likely to hit somebody with it. So that's one way. And then this is going to be a new trick here, and this is going to be your tip of the day for getting kills in Tilted Towers. And you can use this in any situation, and this does require you to have clingers. So when someone runs in a room and closes the door behind them, what you can do is throw a clinger on that door open the door, and that Klinger is now inside that room with them, and it is going to do damage to them, possibly killing them, depending on if they have shields or not. But this is a great way to get a kill as well. I actually saw this on YouTube. This was on the channel, the Gamer Couple YouTube channel. So that was a really good tip. So go check that out if you want to. I don't know those guys at all, but I came across that today, and I thought that was really cool, and I thought I should give them credit for coming up with that. But yeah, that was a really cool thing I saw them do. Again, somebody runs in a room, you throw a clinger on the door, open the door, and then that clinger is now inside that room with them, and then they're going to be taking damage. So it's a pretty cool way to do it. Let's see here. Oh, in fact, you know what? I just remember there's one more thing I wanted to let you know to help help you get kills in Tilted Towers, actually, and that is to use the right-hand camera angle to your advantage. Remember, it's a third-person game, and the camera sits over the right hand of your player. So when you are in a room and, you know, somebody's chasing you and you close yourself in a room and they're chasing you, perhaps you have a shotgun or SMG, Tommy gun, you want to be, when you're looking at the door, you want to be on the left-hand side of the door, because when you zoom in, your camera is going to be a little bit to the right, and then you'll be able to shoot out easier and have a good angle on your opponents to shoot. All right, that's the last little tip I have for you for getting kills in Tilted Towers. Now, let's see here. I want to get to an email that came from Tuesday's game. I'm kind of condensed down the what they said in their email, but I thought this was a really cool story and fun things you can do. We've never brought it up here on the show. I've seen people do it before, but what Tuesday's game said they like to do is put C4 on a shopping cart and then build a ramp going down somewhere, and then you put a bouncer pad at the bottom of your ramp. That way, when you put your C4 in the shopping cart and then you send it down the ramp. When it hits the bottom of the ramp and it hits that bouncer pad, it's going to start flying even farther, and then, you know, hopefully that shopping cart ends up close to an opponent or a building that you're trying to take out, and then you just explode your enemies with that shopping cart. You know, it's almost kind of like I believe they called it like a C4 nuke. So I thought that was pretty cool, pretty creative and a fun thing to do. Let's see here. I want to get to a review today. We have an iTunes review. Of course, it is a 5-star rating with a written review. So Omar.V860 gets a shout out. Thank you so much for this 5-star rating and written review. Omar.V860 wrote, "This podcast is awesome. Tells me all item shop skins and emotes." And that is actually something that I got from, you know, I got suggested to me by you listeners out there, was saying, you know, it'd be really cool if you added that to your show. So again, if you guys have any sort of feedback you want to give to me, I'd love to get it, so that we can keep making the show better and better. And since we mentioned that, now I am going to cover what is in the item shop today for you now after that great review there. And so in the item shop today, in the featured items, we have the Triumph Glider, we get the Ventorian skin, we get the Ventura skin, we get the Air Foil Harvesting Tool, we get the Pick Squeak Harvesting Tool, and the Raptor skin. Love the Raptor skin, love Venturion and Ventura skins. Those are really good. But yeah, I'm a big fan of that Raptor skin. I think it was really popular when it first came out, and then for some reason, people started hating on it for a little while, but I'm still a big fan of the Raptor skin. And then let's see here, in the daily items, we get the Cloud Strike Glider. Again, that's still one of my favorite gliders. That looks kind of like a normal glider. I just love the lightning on there. I love this next skin, which is the Mass Fury skin. I already have that one because I love wrestling, and it's a wrestling character, so I had to get it. Let's see here. We have the Eagle emote available in the daily items today. We get Disco Fever in there. That's another emote. We get the Pile Driver Harvesting Tool and the Whiplash skin. I like Whiplash skin as well. Alrighty, that's what we have in the item shop. That's all I'm going to have for you in today's episode, guys. I just want to remind you real quick to please support Daily Fortnite. You can go to anchor.fm, Daily Fortnite, use a listener support button, and you can do so for as little as $1 a day. Not $1 a day, sorry. Even better, you could do so for as $1 a month, which ends up being about 3 cents a day because I do the show daily. So you're paying about 3 cents per episode, or supporting the show for about 3 cents per episode. You don't have to pay for the show because it's always going to be free, but if you want to help support the show, you can pretty much support the show for 3 cents an episode, and it would be greatly appreciated. Again, you're still going to get a shout out on the show if you rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating with a written review, and that's how you get the shout out. You know, go ahead and join the Discord server as well. Getting a lot of more activity going on there lately, so that's a lot of fun. Come join the conversation with our community here. And again, please, you know, follow me over on Twitch if you like what I'm doing over there. You can give me a subscribe there over on Twitch. You know, I'm affiliated now, so I went ahead and I got, you know, all my emotes set up. You get like a badge if you become a if you become a subscriber. You know, all that cool fun stuff that you can do inside of Twitch. I pretty much got that set up. Now let's see here, guys. That's all I have today. So until tomorrow, of course, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.